A number of Zimbabweans are in detention centers awaiting removal. They're defined as being end of process or failed asylum seekers. But we disagree with this terminology because many of the so-called failed asylum seekers have had very poor legal representation. Some of them have had to represent themselves at hearings. Others have not had the opportunity to get medical reports done on their injuries and to secure information that would have helped their cases.
So most of these had applied, they appealed and again were denied, and this is why they're being...
They've exhausted the appeals process. But the process in the United Kingdom, if you don't get good representation right at the beginning, it becomes ever more difficult to try and get your case looked at properly again, because it becomes more and more technical and legalistic. And if errors of law have not been made, then you will not be allowed to apply to a tribunal or to a higher court.
What is the obligation of the British government in that respect? Do they consider that they had poor representation?
In some cases, there was a particular legal practitioner operating a couple of years ago who took a lot of money off people and ruined a lot of cases. In the case of that particular man, the British government has agreed to look at some of the people who suffered from his representation, and a couple of cases have been looked at again. But we would like to make sure that those who have not been fairly treated would have the opportunity to be examined properly.
There seems to be a lot of opposition to these deportations from churches to some British politicians. How influential do you think they will be in preventing these deportations from happening?
We're hoping that this mass protest that's rising up will be successful, because the way the British government's acting at the moment, with on one hand condemning Mugabe and his regime for all their abuses, but on the other saying it's safe for people to return, it's a bit hypocritical to say the least.